More importantly and more fundamentally, we need to find ways, and especially world leaders with influence and power, need to take immediate steps to find ways to actually end this conflict.
You say that you've got aid through. How are you managing to get it through?
The work that World Vision is doing is in the areas close to Aleppo. We're close to Aleppo, and we have partners who are working more closely to the city. So there are ways where we can provide basic supplies such as water, such as food and shelter to people who need it and who have managed to flee the conflict inside Aleppo. But getting it into the city is now extremely difficult.
And how about from the people who are providing the aid? What's the word from on the ground there?
From on the ground, we were preparing over the last week now for busloads of displaced people to come out of the city. So we have done pre-positioning work where we prepare shelters, we prepare stockpiles of food and water, so that people who are leaving the city can come straight to a place that is prepared for them, so they can receive that assistance once they do. What we have discovered over the last 24, 48 hours now is that the number of people we were expecting have not yet come because they're unable to leave due to the re-intensified conflict inside the city.
And so from your point of view, you want immediate steps. What are you asking for?
We're asking for a couple of different things. So the big ask, of course, is for the world leaders and governments to step up, find ways to end the conflict, reach a political settlement where people are no longer in a position where we have people fighting the way that they're currently doing. But so that the parties to the conflict and comes to an agreement that ends with a cessation of hostilities and where there is peace. Until that happens, we need to provide food for those who are able to leave the city, and make sure that once they have left, that they will not walk into an empty area, but they will.